Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. And Peter Otto says, you can see it in our school and in our children because they are not receiving the word of God. That is Peter Otto there. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. And let's hear what you say on this matter. And of course, drop us a voice note. Otherwise, you can give a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And let's hear what you say.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Check this out. In Micah chapter 3, verses 6, it says, therefore you shall have night without vision, and you shall have darkness without divination. The sun shall go down on the prophets, and they shall be, and the day shall be dark for them. When prophets are no longer prophesying what comes from the Father. Because the day has become dark for them, and there is no vision. When there is no vision, no divine vision, vision from the Most High, when there is no vision, people perish. And when there is no vision, it's a big sign of darkness. Prof, what comes to mind on this one?
Thank you, Brother Ray. I have a question.
Yes.
You were saying there is no vision.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they shall have night without vision.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, what removes, what causes this blindness? What causes lack of vision?
Yes.
Because the expectation is that as a child of God, you need to be illuminated because you are in the light.
Absolutely.
You cannot be in a house where the light bulbs are on, but you can't see anything. It simply says, it means if there is no vision, you are not in the right space. You are not in the right house.
Yeah.
So there is a displacement, disposition of people who are calling themselves the children of God. I'm not even sure whether they are aware whether they've been moved, whether they've been displaced, because where they are, they're not seeing anything, and they are not speaking the right thing, because you cannot speak if you don't see.
Yeah.
Whatever you will speak will be null and void, because it is from the source of blindness. So here you're talking about people who will start prophesying, who will start speaking in the name of the Lord, and they are speaking from darkness. They are speaking from a space that has no light. It means they have not been in the right place. They have been moved. And the question you might ask, what moves them? So these are the things that you are bringing to light, that those who are no longer in God, these are the signs we see. They will speak without vision because they are not in the right space. So one of the signs that I'm picking up from the verse that you just quoted is a sign of position.
Yeah.
If you are no longer in the space where you used to be, the space where you know that God finds you at, you are in spiritual darkness, because God is light. You cannot be in God and experience darkness.
Yeah.
So that's what it tells us. We are not in the right position. We can be opening Bibles. We can be going to church. But if we are not in the right standing spiritually with the Lord, we will not speak for God and will not be in Him. I want to quote Ephesians 4, verse 18. And this verse elaborates and confirms what you have just spoken of in Micah 3:6. It says, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. So our understanding gets darkened because we are not feeding on the right things. We are not in the right house. We are therefore alienated from the life of God. We are disconnected from the Father. And what caused our disconnection is the ignorance that is in us. It means we are not even aware that we have moved. We are not even aware that God is not in us, that the Lord, whom we are continually professing and confirming, is no longer in us and with us because of the blindness of our heart. So it speaks of the condition of the heart that will enhance, that will bring God down. So we need to search the conditions of our heart. If the heart that we have can no longer house the light of God, we are not going to have a vision. We are not going to speak from God. We are not have a clear understanding. It all starts from the heart. So this is the second sign that we are picking up here. Signs of darkness can be seen from the heart of men. When hearts of men are no longer in God, they are no longer radiating the light of God. Once in a while, we spoke about spiritual radiance. And if that radiance is no longer experienced because of the blindness of our hearts, we become ignorant to the word of God. We cannot receive word of God if our hearts are not receptive to the word of God. The word of God will only illuminate our life if it gets received. So it's like that seed that gets thrown into the rough ground, that gets thrown and then it's among the thorns. And it cannot get a ground that can allow it to grow. So if it cannot grow, it cannot bring any light to anybody. So it's not going to bring light. It's not going to bring difference. And it's not going to bring understanding that you can transfer to other people. So you become a pastor or a believer who is called a believer, but cannot be effective in your role, in your walk with the Father. You cannot change the life of a person because you are alienated from the Lord. It means you are disconnected from Him because His word cannot find a place in your heart.
Yeah.
So these are the signs that we are seeing. First sign that we picked up in this discussion now is the sign of dispositioning. We are misplaced. We are no longer where we're supposed to be while we think we are in the right place. Number two, our hearts are no longer housing the Spirit of God. We are housing other spirits, and those spirits are dictating what we see. Those spirits are telling us what we say. Those spirits are transferable to other people, and we continually bring darkness in the life of other people who are hearing us. And when God spoke to Paul, Jesus spoke to Paul, He was sending him that he may bring light, because light is very, very important in the life of a believer if he has to be the difference in the community, the difference in the society, the difference where God has put him. And God wants us to continually guard against things that will quench the fire, things that will quench the light, and we cannot call ourselves the disciples of Jesus Christ if we are not walking in light, because He is light.
I hear you quite well. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. What are the signs of darkness of today which you can say, I see these ones?
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
All right, here is Pindi. Hey, Pindi.
Good afternoon, Pastor Ray.
Hey, Pindi.
Good night, pastors and listeners of Radio Pulpit. Nicole Manuel. This is Pindi. Spiritual darkness. I mean, I can say that he got a little more in while. You know, this thing you would see, oh, begins again, because now Uncle Uncle Humbang is cut sack. Nizoku to live with high begins one island, Shilali. No Munkulu say, Kulumo, and well, the Sega should know asenzini ngalendlela le moya ingcwele uyamamelwa uyamamelwa kakhulu moya ingcwele singahambi ngokujwayela yabona manje sajwayela
yeah
asilidwe moya ingcwele ngiyabonga pastor
Thank you so much, Pindi. I really, really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. Signs of darkness in our age.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button. Or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. We are talking about signs of darkness today in our churches, homes, in our parenthood. You know, in the lives of our children, schools, everywhere, in the churches, ministries, signs of darkness. Some of the things that you could say, okay, these are signs of darkness that I see in our midst. You can give a shout and talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. We need to hear from you. I'm looking at Zechariah chapter 14, verse 6. It shall come to pass in that day that there will be no light. The lights will diminish. This in itself, again, is a sign of spiritual darkness. Remember, I'm talking about signs of spiritual darkness, and I'm focusing on that. You know, and I'm explaining as to what they are. And looking into scripture and the verses that are pointing to that. Mayaki, what comes to mind? Are you still there, Mayaki? We seem to have lost you a bit there. Are you still there? All right, if you're not there.
Mayaki?
Yes, Mayaki.
Mayaki?
Yes.
Okay, Kukupa, Zechariah
chapter 14, verse 6. It says, it shall come to pass in that day that there will be no light. Remember in John chapter 1, he came as the light. And he was not recognized by those who are his. That's a sign of darkness. The lack of recognition of the light. And then here it says, it shall come to pass in that day that there will be no light. Means, therefore, darkness will loom. And then the lights that are there will diminish. It's a massive backsliding. What's your take on that?
It's true that it becomes a massive backsliding because we can remember, Jorge, when there is no light, it means we can say it's disobedience or Abba is not there because how we also describe him, we describe him as the light. So when you look in the book of Genesis, you find, Jorge, there was a mess, there was chaos, and now he's coming. By speaking, he brings orderliness, you know. So in what we're going through, you can look at this scripture and say, khona le gore also the association ya batho ba re tsamayang le bone as well, because we need to be very careful in also people that we associate with. And ke batla scriptures Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 6:14, which also says we shouldn't be bound together with unbelievers or having partnerships with for what partnership have righteousness with lawlessness, right? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? They cannot mix. Oil limits. They need to be separated. So more tsileng tsa rona more tsamayang teng re tshwanetse gantsi re tlokomela, because then Harris lifi le batla go tima lefedi. So it's easy for us to be misled. Because we could be so comfortable with darkness, and eventually we get swallowed by darkness, and we end up becoming dark as well, right? Because now, how do you see amongst really and Ribona, when darkness happens and we're not maybe wanting to speak against it, we see it, we accept it, we tolerate it, and eventually that is what it brings, that now it swallows us. And now, in that day now, look at it. There is no light, but there is darkness. Because now, how strong a difference amongst us as maybe a group? Corona or a Christiana? So there must be that separation of soul. Okay, because I'm in the light, But now, It just shows who no, things are not well. Psalm 112, number 4 says, light arises in darkness for the upright. He is gracious and compassionate and righteous. So, when we come into understanding or re-amukhela Yahawashai, right, we need to know that in the beginning, it is him who was light, or what the word speaks about, that is manifested into the flesh, that in us accepting him and we are born again, it means something has got to give, something has got to die. Only a part of us that needs to be disconnected or separated from us, because now, how we used to walk, because Satan, how he comes, he disguises, and he will use advantage in a sense that he blinds the truth. So we are able not to even notice or tell a difference between falsehood and the truth. So he starts his own ministries and all that. So he hinders the gospel. There's so many things that he brings into the truth, that Harisa Khonuku separated the truth, then we are in trouble. So by staying in the light, or by knowing the difference between the two, and by reading the word gives us life, and the word helps us to be able to separate, to be able to differentiate, so that we can also be able to tell seki metsi, seki oil, seki darkness, and this is light, and then rekona go kheta tsela ya rona simple without any issues whatsoever.
Tuda, I thank you so much. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
All right. Peter Otto says, I used to work in school with children. A lot of them don't even know the word of God because the mother and father don't teach them. That is what Peter Otto is saying there. And let's get to... Sol Di Kang. Says, good evening, Brother Ray, your guests and the Radio Pulpit family. Regarding today's topic, I cannot agree with Brother Otto more. The biggest sin we committed in our democratic dispensation was to ban religion from our schools. What happened to the morning assembly every day before school started? This is why our children today appear lost, because they are not taught to place God before everything else. We need to pray for ourselves as a nation. That is what Sol Di Kang is saying.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Let's listen to Bongi Mrapedi. Hi, Bongi.
Blessed evening. Bra Ray,
Tate
Ray, they were my Mediva Radio Pulpit and your visitors, Babalin Temo.
Thank you.
I think I qualify in Nahovisa Brother Ray.
Yes.
Yeah. Because Haki Pulusiwa, some years back, kwa. Ribizanabo brother and little sister.
Yeah.
And Le Paul, Le Muruti Paul, address about to go brother.
Yeah.
Brother Ray, honorable, like other titles that you didn't think about brother.
Yes. yes.
Sorry. And topic a Wanka and a Kajako, inclusive of Loko Tota. Especially the Losedi is a halang more kereke. Back then, Hanere Pulusiwa, I remember Kanakoyaka, you, the fire in the eliting. And you're fader. We used to discuss the word in a preachiwa, go kereke on Sunday, and retla leka the other supporting scriptures. Gore ya le this scripture ibua so today ga go etsa gale and ke re gapela gore ga ke ya kerekeng Sunday mare ke tlo batla go itse gore ne go buiwa ka eng go kerekeng ha isa le teng and today re na le advantage ya technology whereby we can record the message. Mari, tsedi recordiwang, we keep it for ourselves because ha gona motho di kopa. Ho fa motho, you don't know, you are not sure gore o tlo di utlwella. And then how is a follow up? Kore wa tshwenya. So ho botlhoko tota, ho botlhoko mari. We thank God gore ba teng bana ba morena ba ba emeng. Ba teng re leboga modimo ba teng bana ba ba morena ba ba emeng.
Yes.
Ke na le this testimony. My daughter is a teacher, ke second year ya gagwe. And o go high school. So we see gore like bo sangoma bo mo fashioning.
Eish.
Le bana ba dikolo ba thwasa so. So ene ha fitla in the morning class ya gagwe wa barapedisa. Then by rapela and then have another problem. So aba rulisa le motlhogong ba rola di mmese ba rola le mangena. So the other day she received a note from a parent a mokopa gore a ska ba rola ngwana mmese because o tsentse gala ga e ka thubega this and this and this and this. Yo ke be ke molelela ke morakere o itsikeng as long fela ba go boleletse tswa mo dilong ngwana morena. Modimo o teng wa bona he will do something. So ba teng bana ba morena ba ba eme mo nneteng ba teng like ne le ko mesebetsing re gathera fela re tlotla ka di-message tsa ko kerekeng gone yana re bua fela ka di-soapy what's happening in the politics re bua ka tsone dilo tseo it's no more about the word. Yeah, Honna drive. I'm sure you want to drive. One who will come on go almost 8. For the time will come, Mortless King Root Valenzo Lamudimo. Mudimo Aritus, Aritus, Galebo Habaholo, Galebo.
Wow, thank you so much, Bongim Rapedi. Thank you so much. We really, really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, it is. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Signs of darkness, things that we see which are indicative of darkness in our midst. In our nation, in our schools, at our places of work, where we study, in our theological seminars, churches, families, neighborhoods, communities, in our practices, behaviors, in our professions, you know, things that we see which are indicative of a presence of darkness. We're talking about that. 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Otherwise, you can also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say in this matter. Let me bring this to you, Prof. And, you know, I'm looking at John 3, verses 19. It says, "And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." I'm reading this because on three occasions, Professor, you have highlighted the issue of the causes. And check this one out. It says, because their deeds were evil. And it says, "And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Evil deeds amongst us that make us to even dwell in the dark. Quite amazing, Prof.
Thank you again. John 3:19.
Yes.
"And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." These are people who have already made up their minds. They've made their choices. They have decided who they want to be and what they want to be associated with.
Mm.
And some of these have sources from the associations that they have. So when we associate with people whom we are not supposed to be equally yoked with, we are susceptible to doing what they would drive us to do. Earlier on, Brother Baruch spoke about the book of Corinthians that speaks about do not be equally yoked with unbelievers. Once we get equally yoked with people who are not of the same flock, we end up choosing like these men. We have made up our minds. It's okay where we are. Our deeds are okay. We don't even care whether you say they are evil or they are uncalled for and so on and so on. But the unfortunate thing is that these are the people who know the truth. These are the people who have once been enlightened and they know what they have to choose, but they'll rather choose what is contrary because they find pleasure in what they have chosen earlier on. And some of the pleasures were introduced to them by their association. So one of the signs now that we are picking up from what you are saying, the sign of darkness is when the child of God will be comfortable with the people whom he knows is not supposed to be equally yoked with. You partake with those people comfortably. You have discussions, you have negotiations, and you end up doing things that they do. You are already moving from light, you go to darkness. Because there is no way you can bear the fruit of the Spirit if you continually associate with such. It's not that we need to run away from those people, but when we start participating and partaking in what they do, into their customs, into their cultures, we are transferred from light to darkness. And these are the signs that we must guard against, that even when we would try to bring them to light, but when we start participating in their activities, we are automatically moved from God and we go to what they do. And then our deeds will not reflect the Father. I want to read Ephesians 5, starting from verse 92, just a short passage. It says, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to God. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret." You spoke about this when you started. You said people continually speak to you as a person who bashes on them because you speak the truth. And then you said, "I wonder if there will be a day where I'll be quiet about these things." But because of the Spirit of God in you, which continually wants you to bear fruit, it will be difficult to do that. But God is reiterating that statement, saying, we have the Spirit of the Most High who is supposed to guide us and guard our moves, our talk, our conduct. And if we are not going to use the light that is in us, we automatically quench the fire. We've been speaking about the quenching of the fire. And what caused that is that we continually have fellowship with unfruitful work of darkness, which is why we won't be able to speak about darkness, or we won't be able to bash darkness, because we partake in these things. So when you start condoning these evil activities, when you start condoning and supporting these things, it is because you have now been one with them. You are one with the unfruitful works of darkness, and God says we need to expose them. So these are the things that you must check. If we can no longer speak against the wrong sins, we must know we are getting to darkness. If we can no longer see the wrong things that people are doing, and we keep quiet and we let them continue in their darkness, we ourselves are participating in that darkness, and we are in darkness. So these are the signs that tell us that we are also having spiritual darkness in our life. But if we expose them, as the Word of God tells us, we are showing that we are at a different platform, which is a platform of light. We are elevated from where other people are. The book of Matthew 5:14-16, it says, "You are the light, light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light the lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Therefore, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." If you can no longer be on the city, if you can no longer be on the table to bring light to others, so where are you and who are you? If you can no longer be the source of light, the source of revelation, the source of illumination, where are you and who are you? Let me read another word before I put these two together. In Ephesians 5:6-9, it says, "Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them." Do not be partakers with them. "Walk in light, for you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." It does not say you have light. It says you are light. So there's a difference between a person who has the light and the person who is the light. So if you are the light, it means you are the carrier. You are the substance. You are the object. So if you are no longer doing who you are and what you need to be exercising, where are you and what are you? It is very important to understand that once you are no longer regarded as the light, you are defined as something else. So the identity of a believer is that one of a light. You are not in a house that has light, but you yourself is the light. When you appear, light must come. So when you appear, darkness must flee, because the two cannot be in one place. But when you are no longer able to chase darkness away, it means you have mingled yourself with them. So that's a sign of darkness, that they can comfortably be with you, do their things with you. You are no longer in light, and you are not the light.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Babongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guest, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. Today's topic, signs of spiritual darkness. The spiritual blind hear the truth.
Yeah.
But we cannot see what it means. We cannot see the big picture of salvation. And we are unable to see how it applies in our life. 1 John chapter 2, verse 11. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Verse 9. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. That is breaking God's commandment in relation to him. This blindness produces stumbling and fighting, and there is no peace. God frequently speaks of spiritual enlightenment as life and spiritual darkness as dead. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1.
Yeah.
And you, he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Umzalwane ongakwazi ukukhuluma izwi noma ukulenza ufile emoyeni. We must talk the talk or walk the walk. Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. Jesus says, for the heart of these people has grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their heart and turn, so that I should heal them. Thank you so much. God bless you. Amen.
May the Father bless you too. Thank you so much. I really appreciate, sir. Thank you very much.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Let's listen to Abel. Greetings.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Good evening,
Pastor Ray.
Thank you, sir.
Nabo wonke ama guest ona la po studio.
Siyabonga.
Nabo wonke abamameli bakwa Radio Pulpit. Hey, Pastor Ray, ngiyayizwa itopic namuhla. Kulonywa nge sign of darkness. A sign of darkness, Pastor Ray. A sign of darkness is that Pastor Ray uthola ukuthi sina singabazalwane siyaye emasontweni, Pastor Ray. Siyashunyayelwa emasontweni, Pastor Ray, siboniswe ngendlela ekumele sisiphathe ngayo nangendlela ekumele siphile ngayo, Pastor Ray. Kodwa uma sibuye emasontweni, Pastor Ray, kuba yithini futhi sifika sishaye uvosho elokishini, Pastor Ray. Sindlule nalabantu abangayanga emasontweni, Pastor Ray. Labantu abangayanga emasontweni, Pastor Ray, kube yibona abaphila impilo engcono kunathi thina sibuye emasontweni. Asikhuzeki, Pastor Ray, asihloniphi, siphuza like nobody's business, smoking like nobody's business. Senza yonke into nje iphuma endleleni, Pastor Ray. Those are the sign of darkness. Because njengoba siye emasontweni kanjena, Pastor Ray, bekumele masibuke emasontweni kube yithini sibonakalisa ukukhanya emphakathini yangakithi. Bekumele kube yithini esikhuzayo, bekumele kube yithini esilamulayo. Bekumele abantu bangaphandle abangaye emasontweni babone kithi ukukhanya. Babone ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyaphila, bambonela kuthina, Pastor Ray. Mara uthola umzalwane, Pastor Ray, ugcokile muhle, uphethe iBhayibheli uye esontweni, Pastor Ray. Mara babuya esontweni Pastor Ray imsebenzi ayenzayo Pastor Ray nalabo abangazanga be emasontweni benza kancane kunaye Pastor Ray so leyo Pastor Ray yona vele ama sign of darkness Pastor Ray ngathi uNkulunkulu angasinceda Pastor Ray sitshintshe simudumise uNkulunkulu abonakala empilweni zethu thina siyayo emasontweni Pastor Ray ukuze nalabo abangaye emasontweni bahalele ukuye emasontweni ngokubona ukukhanya la kuthina Pastor Ray ngiyabonga Pastor Ray good evening for you all thank you
Thank you so much, Abel. Good evening to you. We really appreciate you, sir. Thank you very much.
You're at 657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day.
All right. What do you say, Maagi? Let me bring this to you. I was looking at that John 3:19. I want to jump to Romans 3, verses 12. The night is fast spent. The day is at hand, therefore let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Signs of darkness is the ravaging scourge of works of darkness. Ditiro tse mpe. Bareki misebetsi ya bobodu. You know, that we see the works of corruption that we see in our midst. That's a sign of darkness. And the word is telling us to cast those things off. Mayahi.
Indeed, we have to cast them out. John 1:6 says, if we say we have fellowship with him and yet we walk in darkness, we lie. Right? So, and do not practice the truth. So, this darkness or lifitile khala tswana go nna phate ya rona ga o neona le tshingwana my agi garden and then uru o jetse dijalo ga go ne go tla tloga mofero weeds o ntlo di etsang o tlo di ntsa o di lahlele o di eats o tlhagole gore go dile go le clean so which means Lika ditsela tsa rona re tshwanetse re kgone go ntsha se se re isang ko lefifing kgotsa se se sa siamang se se re latlhang. Now re ele tlhoko gore re tsamaya nama le yone e na le takatso and ke mo re tshwanetseng re gopole thata gore now it is where the wrestling match happens between the spirit and the flesh because khanti selo se se tsang go retsa maemo lefifing it's because we no longer want to walk in the spirit but we want to walk in the flesh and the flesh ya no ina le di demands tse because re tshwanetse re khotsofatse le di tshomi you know yes
yeah.
So jaaka bo tefetsa go bua gore tla re tswa kerekeng and then be ba go tshella glass go te tswara why what now o end up a ile gore ya long o tshwanetse o khotsofatse khotsa o biletswa dilo tsebetse ya lefifi tshwantse lo tlhaga tshwantse o nneteng and nakongwe o boifa gore o bulelle batho nnete gore e batho nna ke tlhapile matsogo ke tswile foo ke tsamaya mo tseleng ya lesedi but we end up compromising ourselves because hey kana ga ke saye ba tlo reng you know so we re tshwanetse re nne le a good foundation motheo wa rona tshwanetse kgone ema so that we shouldn't be re tseiwe ke diphefo and ga re bona selo se se sa siamang di-scages tshwanetse re ntshe my ass tshwanetse re kgone go nna le nnete gore e se ga se ke dumelanang le sone you know tsela yaka ke you know so because re tshwanetse re tlhaloganye gore If Nalwena, or the scripture says we are all going to appear, you know, in for judgment. Hakulo kilo atulwa kaditiro tsaka.
Yeah.
Kametsamao yaka iseng ya gago. So nakongwe we will do things to satisfy people, but at the end of the day, it kills and destroys you because it is your soul that is at stake. And that is why it's quite important for it. We need to know, Kore, in our compromising, you are not compromising, fella, okay, I'm just doing this, but you are compromising your crown. You are compromising everlasting life. So now, it is better for us to speak. It is better for us, they can rather say what they say, it is fine. But at least it's renalin niti. Mo leng gore yanong re kgona go bua ga sentle se sa tsamaye sentle, re kgona go bontshana, re kgona go guidewa ke lefoko ga le bua, le kgona go re bontsha gore okay, this is what we are reading, and as the word is teaching us, we are able to put that into practice. We are able to correct ourselves, and by so doing, it means now we are returning, or we are being restored, because the name of Abba, which is Yahuwah, it is about to save the one who needs to be saved, who needs to be redeemed. That is what it is about. So, the pits where we've fallen, we want to be saved, we want to be pulled from these places of darkness in order to return to the light. So that in these places, then people can see this light bright again as it used to be.
Halala. I hear you quite well. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. Maureen Pakula, I saw some messages of about 9 seconds, another one, nothing. And then here is this one that goes for 7 minutes. Welcome.
Greetings to you, my brother, Brother Ray.
Thank you, ma'am.
Greetings to you in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Mama.
You know, God is so wonderful.
Mm.
God is so great. You know, I trust him with all my heart.
Mm.
I have faith in him.
Mm.
In whatever things that I do or I say, I know that God is with me. The Spirit of God is within me.
Mm.
Why I am saying this? It is because, Brother Ray, you know, there is a song.
Yeah.
That when I am looking for something, maybe I have forgotten something. Maybe I have misplaced something.
Mm.
You know, I will sing that song.
Yeah.
And after singing that song.
Yeah.
Brother Ray.
Yes,
you know, God is so faithful.
Yes.
I will find what I was looking for. Because of I trust in him.
Mm.
That is why I say, Mina, always and all the time.
Yeah.
I give thanks and I bring songs of praise unto him. Here is the first song that I would like to bring. Re tsama ya leseding la modimo. 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 Re tsama ya re tsama ya. Tsama ya re tsama ya. Tsamaya re tsamaya leseding la modimo. Re tsamaya re tsamaya. Tsamaya re tsamaya. Tsamaya re tsamaya leseding la modimo. We are walking in the light of God. 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 Oh, we are walking. Walking, we are walking. Walking, we are walking in the light of. We are walking, we are walking. Walking, we are walking. Walking, we are walking in the light of God. when you walk in the light of God, God reveals everything to you. Brother Ray, I am not preaching. I am just singing and talking, and I just want to give you a testimony that ukuthi ngempela, where you are walking in the light of God, God reveals to you so much things that you did not even know. And here is another song that I wanted to sing for you. Ukuthi ngempela, when I'm looking for something, when maybe I have misplaced something,
yeah,
I sing this song.
Yes.
And after this singing this song,
mm-hmm,
the Spirit of God reminds me and tell me, ukuthi, this is what you were looking for,
yeah,
and it is there and there. Here is the song that I would like to sing it for you. Ngithi, Spirit move over me, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, move me now, move me now, and make my life whole again. Spirit move over me, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, move me now, move me now, and make my life whole again, Spirit move over me. Hey. Good evening, my brother, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Why I am saying this, it happened even today. I was saying something, and I forgot with Haman. This is what I should have written it down. Not matter, because God, man, because of I walk in the light of God, I know he will remind me. And let me tell you, Brother Ray, it happened today. He reminded me, and when he reminded me, I was so glad, and I praised him. And I praise him and I say, God, you are a faithful God. You made me. So that is why I am full of praising him. I am full of testimonies. You know, there's so much that he has done for me. So some of the other things, you know, I cannot tell. But I will have some time and I will testify with Ngempela. He is a great God.
Yes.
He is so wonderful.
Mm.
It happened today. Yeah, when you are walking in the light of God, let me just assure you, let me tell you, Ngempela, the uNkulunkulu uya reveal okufihlakeleyo, the secret things that happen in the secrets, God reveals to you when you walk in the light of God.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Bless
darkness, ayibonakali kithi. You know, there is a word that I would like to bring. I don't know if I will have time. I will bring it to ngempela ukuthi kungaliku romance. Kungaba indlala, kungaba yini. Angeke lisihlukanise nani nenkazimulo kaNkulunkulu, the light of God. Thank you very much. Good evening, my brother, and to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit, thank you very much.
Wow, thank you very much. Mama, we really appreciate siyabonga kakhulukazi.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, let's see. Lenki says, Dumelang me lintate mreneng. Spiritual darkness is better described according to Deuteronomy 28:28. The Lord will strike you with madness and blindness and confusion of the heart, meaning that there is severe personal inner turmoil and lack of love and peace. Lenki Rampo, thank you so much, Lenki, for this. We really appreciate it. Okay, we're coming to the conclusion of the matter. Mayaki, let me bring this to you. Ephesians 5:8. talks to us again as the church. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Elohim. Walk as children of the light. This is a word of rebuke to us. What do you say, finally?
Yo, Ahi, that is so deep. It means we have been redeemed.
Yes.
It means we have been saved.
Yeah.
That is now the name, Harare Yahuwah. That is what we are declaring. You know, because it is through his mighty hand, and his mighty hand is Yahusha, who comes to do the work.
Yes.
So it is now us seeking him. It is us being obedient to him. It is us being committed into this work, my Ahi, that nothing should move us from this love, from this walk. You know, whether we, whatever that we go through, we have to go through endurance.
Yeah.
You know, and not be faced, but remember the prize. Just like a woman who is pregnant.
Yeah.
They will go through labor pains, but at the end of the day, they know the reward. There is a child or a baby that they will hold after the whole process.
Yes.
So that is quite important. The other scripture is also Colossians 1:13, which says, "For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us from us to the kingdom of his beloved son, Yahusha."
Yeah.
So it just shows Lerato Lachache by sending his only begotten son, that whomever believes in him will be redeemed, will be saved. So we really need him in order to help us, because Ahi Rona Rekaskara Kona Huikinsa Motaka Sakanung Erling Moyon. In the evil and the wickedness that is here around the world. But we need the one who has authority, dominion, and power to be able to come and to lift us up, who is able to remove the snares that may be laid before us or things that makes us to stumble. So it is quite important for us, Hure, we have to surrender. It is important.
Yes.
In order for us to be saved. So we have to repent.
Yeah.
It's called Tashuba. We have to Tashuba Ribuele back to him in order to find him. And when we've done that, then we know we are in safe hands. Then the light, even if it was dimmed, it can be rekindled.
Absolutely.
Alala.
And 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 4, "But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief." Those of us who are in the light, let us stay in the light, so that the day should not overtake us. The day of the Father should not come upon us as a thief. Professor, finally there.
Thank you very much, brother. It is important that we position ourselves so that day of the Lord do not find us in the wrong place. And as if we are not aware that it is coming, it cannot be a thief, particularly for those who know the Most High, who have a relationship with him through Yahusha HaMashiach. So the last few scriptures that I want to leave as words is in Psalm 119, verse 130, is our known scriptures, which says, "The entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple." Verse 105 of the same book, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." In other words, for us to get out of this spiritual darkness, we need to start loving the word. We need to start allowing the word of the Most High to influence us, to have impact in our lives.
we must know that when the word is given or is read, it has the power to bring light unto us. So the sign of darkness is when we reject the word of God, when we are no longer in love with the word of the Most High, when we no longer allow the word to shine the light on our path.
Mm.
And the book of James says we need to be the doers of the word, not the hearers of the word. We can be hearing the word of the Most High day in and day out, God, to have influence and to transform us. So we need to start working at ourselves that we allow the word to transform us so that.
Are you still there, Professor?
Love.
Yes.
Of the word. Let's love the word of God. Let's feed on the scroll that allow the word to transform us so that we can be in the image of the Yeshua HaMashiach.
Thank you
very much, my brother.
Thank you so much. And next week, we are talking about the characteristics of false ministers or false ministries. Characteristics of false ministers or false ministries. So we are talking about that. We will touch base on that. Mayaki, I want to say thank you so much to Barukia and Tuda, and much blessings to you and your family, sir.
Jalabuha, Mayaki, likewise, Tuda to you and to your family. Also to you, Professor. May you have a wonderful one. Hey, Achi, Moma Rishing, stay warm. And to the beautiful listen of Radio Pulpit. Hey, Yatsela, Pura Yom.
Yeah, no, straight.
Stay warm and the love of Abba, Litamai Luruna, Kuyabusa Kukin, Aman.
Aman. And Professor, thank you so much. I really appreciate the moment that we have had. And much blessings to you and the family.
Thank you so much, my brother. Blessings to you and your family. Blessings to Brother Baruch and his family. Blessings to all our beautiful listeners.
Yeah, she's cutting. Yeah. Thank you so much. And blessings to you. We talk again the coming week. And to the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, he shows us his salvation, man. And thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much also for sending WhatsApps and voice notes. It's been great. It has been wonderful. I really appreciate every moment. From me, Ray, Tuda, Rabah.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.